Noldy backbiting and blackface, The Washington Post offers a glimpse into its woke Taliban-occupied workplace. By John Noldy on June 18, 2020. This insane story of blackface and backbiting at the far-left Washington Post might be the most revealing thing you read today. Bottom line, when they believe we're not looking, America's left-wing media elite practice and tolerate what they themselves believe are the very worst acts of racism. Listen, I've lived in a small southern town for 20 years, I've never seen anyone in blackface. Here are the bullet points. Back in 2018, some far-left Washington Post cartoonist named Tom Tolles held his annual Foo Foo Halloween party that always draws an eclectic mix. Journalists and political types from Washington's power elite, but also artists and musicians, and, no joke, a white woman in blackface. But get this. Blackface lady is a white leftist. I'm not going to publish her name. The Post names her. But she's not a public figure, and I don't want to add to a pile on that's already cost her a career. Anyway, The Post confirms Blackface Lady's Facebook page is filled with posts about her opposition to President Trump and her support of immigrants, gun control, gay rights, and anti-racism causes, including photos she took at marches and demonstrations she attended. For some reason, Blackface Lady thought it was okay to wear blackface because she came dressed as Megyn Kelly, who was under fire at the time, and would soon be terminated at NBC for defending blackface during a segment of her ill-fated morning show. This is how The Post reports it. A middle-aged white woman named XXXXXXXX wore a conservative business suit and a name tag that said, "Hello, my name is Megyn Kelly." Her face was almost entirely blackened with makeup. So this middle-aged, left-wing white lady thought she was all kinds of mean girl clever dressing up as Megyn Kelly in blackface, which is something Megyn Kelly never did. What's more, Kelly did not defend blackface that is meant to demean or mock black people. She defended people, specifically kids, who wear makeup to imitate people they admire. I know that during these insane times, intent doesn't matter to the woke Taliban. But it does to me, and it certainly did to a couple of young women who attended the party. According to The Post, there were about 100 guests, including Post columnist Dana Milbank, but no one asked Blackface Lady to leave, including Tolles. Two young women, though, did get in her face. Lexi Gruber, who is of Puerto Rican descent, and her friend Lyric Prince, who is African American, confronted Blackface Lady directly. "You understand how offensive that could be to a person of color?" Gruber said, according to two witnesses. "I'm Megyn Kelly, it's funny," Blackface Lady replied, the witnesses said. Things got heated. Teehee. Prince said she criticized Blackface Lady's makeup and told her, "You look horrible," a way of clapping back at the blackface without addressing race head-on. Prince said in an interview that she was worried about being stereotyped as an angry black woman, worried that someone might call the police. "I felt very unsafe talking to that person in the first place," she said. "I was in an environment that, if it got heated, it would decidedly not be in my best interest." Did you catch that? Unsafe. This 6'1" young lady felt unsafe in the presence of 54-year-old blackface lady. Three witnesses described Gruber as yelling at blackface lady, and Gruber said that there wasn't a single person in that party who didn't hear me when I spoke. Gruber and her friends left the party immediately after the confrontation. Blackface lady said that after the confrontation, she walked into the next room, tried dancing and it just didn't feel right, so I left. She didn't want a cab driver to see her in blackface, so she had her cousin, who was at the party, drive her home. Blackface lady is now in therapy, where she says she has spent many hours talking about how carelessly I behaved. "I'm deeply ashamed. Remember the 6'1" lady? She was so traumatized. She's also in therapy so she can work through the events of the evening with a therapist. It was a humiliating experience for me," she said. "I felt threatened and physically and emotionally exposed. I felt powerless in a way that I never want to feel again." Okay, so that was 2 years ago. Here's what happened this week. Prompted by the George Floyd protests, Gruber, who is still angry about it, emailed Tolles to confront him. And how did our left-wing cartoonist react when confronted with the fact he did not demand Blackface Lady leave his home? He lied. Tolls emailed Gruber with his heartfelt apologies for your experience at the party and then said, "A lot of people show up who I don't know, and I don't recognize the woman you're inquiring about." Emphasis added. Except, Tolls did know who the woman was. Here's the Post dropping their own cartoonist in the grease. Deehee, but Tolls did know, blackface lady, who had been to his parties before and is a friend of his family. After Tolls was caught lying, here was his excuse. "I meant that I didn't recognize any bad intent. I didn't feel it was my place to tell her who my other guest was when she had misinterpreted what the other guest intended." "Oh, okay, Tom." What's more, at the time, Tolls knew blackface lady was at his party and didn't ask her to leave or to wash it off. He's not even sure he told her it was inappropriate. Later in the interview, Tolls said he was not certain that he had told blackface lady at the party what he thought of her costume. "I may have told her that wearing blackface wasn't appropriate, but I'm not sure I did," he said, "and maybe I should have. I could have told her to leave. I didn't, and that's on me. Maybe I should have. Anyway, blah, 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 clap back, blah, blah." And then blackface lady got fired this week after she warned her employer about the coming story. On Wednesday, after blackface lady informed her employer, a government contractor, about the blackface incident and the Post's forthcoming article, she was fired, she said. Wait, it gets better. The Washington Post published a 2,800-word story about this, 2,800 words. Although this happened 2 years ago, although blackface lady is not a public figure, although this is at worst an internal personnel matter and a private dispute between the people involved, like some forced confession in a hostage video, the Post turned a tasteless joke that ruined a party into some highfalutin investigative piece bloated with self-importance. But these are our self-appointed elites, folks. This is the DC media. Neurotic, backbiting racists who are so narcissistic and spiritually broken. A tasteless and ill-considered mean girl strike on Megyn Kelly at some stupid costume party drives two of them into therapy. And then, rather than work it out like adults, everyone, including the Washington Post, publicly drops nukes on everyone else so they can offer up scalps as tokens of fealty to the woke Taliban. All I can say is, more, please. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.